You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. I'm Daniel Bache. Max Crane and Nick Brackenberry are on a mission to get more people back into their local shops. The pair are co-founders of Near Street, a platform that works with retailers to share their inventory. So instead of turning to online retailers to get what you need, you can find products in your neighborhood, knowing for sure where to buy things. Max thought of the idea, quite literally a light bulb moment, as you'll hear, and pitched it to Nick, a friend he met while the pair were working at Ogilvy. Combining their skill sets, they quit their jobs and began working on Near Street. Last year, Google approached the company to ask for access to their real-time local inventory data, which led to a partnership which now sees local stock data show up directly on Google search results. And by the end of this year, Near Street hopes to be driving customers into over 4,000 shops across the UK and North America. Here's Max now, followed by Nick, with the story of Near Street.
I was at home, I was preparing for dinner at night, and my light bulb went off and my friends were coming over. They don't like to sit and eat in the dark. So I needed to have one and opened my phone and said, where can I find a light bulb near me? And it was a specific one. I looked on the phone, the only thing that came back were online results, and nothing told me which shop it has nearby. So I went to the first shop, second shop, third shop. Eventually, after 45 minutes, I found it in a shop 5 minutes away from my house. And then I thought, why is it so difficult? Why is it easier to find something in a warehouse in China than to find it around your corner? And that's where the idea came from.
Max had bought us tickets to go to a concert, and we were there, and he just kind of told me this light bulb moment. And I sat there, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And I was like, sat there thinking, I'm sure someone's probably solved this at some point. We didn't really talk that much about it. And I kind of went off and started researching it and looking at kind of like, actually, yeah, this is weird. You can't find this information anywhere. Like, this just doesn't exist. You search for products and you only get online results. And started doing more and more digging into kind of how search behaviors were changing and how people are looking more and more and more for things locally, but nothing's coming up. And I was like, this is crazy that this doesn't exist. And a lot of people have tried it. A lot of people have gone into kind of different avenues and ended up pivoting into different spaces, but no one's kind of really addressed this core problem. And so we kind of caught up again a few days later and we said, actually, you know what, let's hand our notices in. I was on a 3-month notice, so that was kind of had to work through that, but let's hand our notices in and get started on it.
The first thing, and that defines fully how we as a company work, is the first weekend when we got together, when we were still working on our projects within Ogilvy, Nick and myself for my own company. The first weekend we got together was, we only looked at not what kind of innovation can we build, of what kind of technology can we build, but purely why are we doing this as a company? And we want to make a real impact to the world. And that's basically what we got to, and we're still holding it strong today. So we want to get people back into the local shops all around the world. And that's basically why we're doing it.
You see a lot of negative stories out there that are around, like, you know, changes of the high street, death of the high street. There's all this kind of quite negative sentiment and, you know, people talking about saving the high street. And we looked at it and we said, actually, there's a ton of strength there. And there's a huge amount of impact that can be made if we just make what's in these shops visible to the web. Because that's how people are searching, that's how people are shopping, and high street shops are invisible to that whole new behavior and that whole new way of shopping. So we said, so how do we get people back into high street shops? So we started, and I guess kind of what's the fastest way you can get up and running and test and see if you can make an impact here. And so we actually started with an iOS app with bookshops in London. We spent about 6 weeks just biking around hundreds and hundreds of shops, and I forget how many miles we biked over those 6 weeks, but it was just every day out going into shops and really talking to them and figuring out what they need, because I think a lot of people try and help the high street and make something for it, but they really look at it as a technology and they don't actually just go and talk to shops and see, like, what do these shops need. The very first part of the technology was, okay, if we want to make this app that people can search for products in local bookshops, we're going to have to figure out some way of getting the inventory out of the shops. And so we started building a technology that sat behind the app to figure out how to get access to this inventory. And that has been really a journey of 3 or 4 years since, where that's actually a really, really difficult problem to solve technically. And so while this front-end experience grew and evolved over the last kind of 3 or 4 years, and it went from an app to a website to something that did 1-hour delivery and click and collect, and in kind of all different verticals across London, actually probably 80% of the time that we were spending was how do you solve this really difficult technical challenge behind the scenes, which is how do you get inventory out of shops? They have all these really old systems in there. That's, you know, it's a really fragmented market. The data they hold isn't super reliable. It's not particularly rich. And so we had to solve this just to make this front-end experience that the user sees possible. And so we put loads and loads and loads and loads of time into that. And in doing so, over kind of a number of years, just really became experts in this field. And that was kind of the first real 2 or 3 years of the company, was just getting really good at that while on the front end, kind of having this user-facing shopping experience in London. The partnership with Google was really a moment of looking at how can we make the biggest impact on the high street. So we started out as this app and this website that was, you know, how do you find anything in local shops? How do you find and buy things near me? And as we went along this journey, we were looking at it and like, actually our mission that sits at the core of this is how do we get people back into high street shops? Now, one way of doing that is on an app and a website that people come to shop, but actually, our expertise is in the technology that sits behind the scenes that really knows what's in these shops. And Google's kind of got a bigger audience than we do. So if they come and ask, can we integrate your data directly into our platform, we can have such a bigger impact on actually getting more people into high street shops. And so we said, you know what? There's no reason for us to kind of hoard this data and keep it to ourselves. We can actually open this up as a platform and actually make our primary business giving this data to the places and the apps and the sites and the services where people are already searching. And that was really a moment for us about a year ago when we were starting to think about it and Google came to us and asked that question. We were like, yeah, it's obvious now. That's the way we can have the biggest change and make the biggest positive difference to the high street. We generally think about it in kind of three areas. We think about it in terms of customers and searching. So how are people looking for products and where are they looking for them? So that's Google right now. But it's what are the other places on your phone and across the web that people are searching, and how can we make sure that products in high street shops are always visible in those locations so that it's just kind of expected. If you search for product, then of course your phone will show you some online results and it'll show you some things in shops nearby. The second group is services. So these are kind of the Ubers of the world. It's like, what are all the different services that sit around retail that can actually make retail can enable retail to be better? And then the last one, which can be hugely impactful for retailers, is actually the analytics piece. So right now we have this incredible pool of data on supply and demand at a kind of a local level. So where are people searching, and then where are the products they're searching for? And you can kind of imagine if you overlay these on one another, they don't always match up particularly well, but if you could match those up, that becomes really, really interesting for shops when it's like, okay, we think that based on our data, we think that tomorrow there's going to be a surge in demand for this type of product. You're the type of shop that could stock this, but you don't right now. So we want to make sure you've got this in stock tomorrow or next week when this demand is going to hit. Because we know that if you've got it and people are searching nearby, then they're going to come into your store. So it's things like that that are really exciting, saying how can we actually make sure products are in shops before people are even searching for them, so that when they do search for them, they're always there. And that changes the role of a high street shop to be super, super relevant. Imagine what it would mean if, for example, Uber had access to this data. You know, Uber delivers people in cabs and they deliver food on scooters, but what if Uber had a real-time view of everything in local shops as well? What would that mean for your experience with them? And it's these kind of services and how they can all connect together that become really, really interesting. So what if you could ask your Google Home device to get you a few different things delivered, and it looks and it says, well, one of them can only come from an online website, but the other three are actually available in local shops. So Google Home's gonna ping Uber, Uber's gonna dispatch a guy on a scooter, and he's gonna pop into two of your local shops and drop them around to you. Suddenly, once this data becomes pervasive, you can have these incredible experiences that can only be fulfilled by high street shops, where they have all this value, but it kind of goes back to our core mission, which is you just have to unlock it so that the shops can really benefit from how people are behaving and how people are shopping.
For us, it's been a real journey. We've had 4 years, especially the focus on fully on the technology, that has been an incredible step forward, both for the team. We have something really to focus on. Before, we were focusing on both our consumer-facing platform and the technology, and now we just building a super strong team, really talented people around it. So that really allows us to grow stronger and faster than we were doing before. We were really, as a startup, experimenting, everything was possible. And right now, which is like the roadmap is super, super clear for us right now. And we just know we need to walk it and as fast and as good as possible. So that's what changed now. So we feel we are in the next step since Google.
Since we kind of went national, we've had something like 90,000 customers who've been searching for products and engaged with them in a store that's nearby them who would otherwise have only ever seen an online result. This is kind of almost 100,000 people who would have been shopping online who are saying, oh, actually, I didn't realize that's down at Bob's Hardware Shop just down the road. And we estimate that somewhere in the region of 12,000 of those have actually gone in store, gone into a high street shop, and gone on and made a purchase. And so this is just a really early stage, but already we're seeing, and we hear this back from our shops, that it's making a difference to their business. So that's been really, really encouraging, really exciting to see. By the end of this year, we're going to be launching over in North America, a huge opportunity there to make a really big difference on a massive market over there. So we're really excited to start learning from and working with shops in the US.
Thanks very much to Nick Brackenbury and Max Crane for sharing the story of Near Street. The show was mixed and edited by Cassie Galpin. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.